So you probably don't need a reminder of this, but today is December 22nd, which means that Christmas is just a few short days away. And Christmas is this day where we joyfully celebrate God's presence among us. For many of us, it's a celebration of God's willingness to show up, to come to us in this most vulnerable form of a tiny baby that we just talked about. On Christmas, we remember that God chose to enter our world in full dependence on other humans for survival. Christmas is a reminder, as much as we needed God to save us, God needed us to save him. Without Mary's courage to risk everything for this unexplainable pregnancy, without her allowing God to grow in her womb, without her risking her life, without her putting her body through excruciating pain to birth God into this world, without her love and nurture and the nourishment of milk from her body, God in Jesus would not have survived as a human. Even before Jesus was born, his life, his very existence was already in jeopardy. Mary likely would not have been much older than 12, 13, maybe 14 years old. And she was betrothed to a man named Joseph, who we just read about. Now, Joseph would have been probably at least several years older than Mary. And their parents had likely made the arrangements for their marriage. Their families had made promises. There were expectations for how this was going to go, what the next months and years of their lives would look like. And all of a sudden, they find out that Mary is pregnant. I imagine young Mary being nervous about having this conversation with Joseph and her parents, and I am sure she knew what was at stake. I am sure that from a very young age, she probably had the laws about female purity drilled into her. She knew that if it was discovered that a betrothed woman was not a virgin, that law stated she was to be taken to the front steps of her father's house and stoned to death by the men of her town. In all of this, it was not just Mary's young life that was at stake, but the life of Christ growing inside of her. She likely knew all of this when she said yes to the call from God to birth God into this world. And yet, she was courageous enough to do it anyway. Maybe even foolishly brave. And God was courageous enough to choose to come into the world in this very risky way, staking everything on the help of a young, unmarried girl. Imagine being Joseph in this situation. You've committed yourself to this very young woman only to find out that she's now with child. Perhaps the young Mary came to Joseph to explain the situation, insisting that her pregnancy was God-ordained, insisting that she was still a virgin, something I'm sure would have been hard to believe coming out of the mouth of a pregnant teenager. Women's testimonies in general were not considered reliable in that time and culture. Why should Joseph believe her? And yet, Joseph still did not want harm to befall Mary. At the very least, he wanted to avoid having her stoned. So he decides to separate himself from her discreetly so as not to draw attention to the situation and make it even worse than it had to be. Although this would still place Mary in the vulnerable position of an unwed young mother with no financial support, at least she wouldn't be killed. Well, I think we can probably all agree that simply not pressing charges against Mary does not quite go far enough. By choosing to do this, Joseph was already breaking the rules, though. He was letting his compassion and love drive his decisions rather than submitting to the cultural expectations and religious regulations of his day. He knew that the law said that you must stone unfaithful women to purge the evil from among you, but he refused to do it. Maybe he knew in his heart that Mary was not evil. Maybe the spirit in him told him that something in this law wasn't right. Whatever the reason, he was prepared to break the rules in order to spare the life of Mary and her child. And then something happens. Joseph has a dream. In this dream, he is visited by an angel who tells him the same thing that Mary had likely already told him. That Mary's pregnancy was special. That she was called by God to be the mother of Jesus, God in human form. The angel in the dream tells Joseph that Mary has not been unfaithful to him. In fact, she has been very faithful to God. Do not be afraid to become Mary's husband, the dream angel says. And when Joseph wakes up, he listens. He does not break off his engagement to Mary quietly as he had planned to do, but invites her to come and live under his protection, in spite of the rumors that he knew would circulate. In spite of how strange it looked, Joseph had the courage to embrace this young girl and take on the role of co-parenting her child, with nothing more to go on than a dream and the words of a young girl. He courageously broke the rules and risked his own reputation because he believed that God was moving in an unprecedented way, even if no one else did. It takes courage to break the rules and defy established structures and institutions. But that's exactly what God asked both Mary and Joseph to do. So God enters the world already breaking the rules. God chooses to come to us not just as a vulnerable baby, but as a baby that would have been considered illegitimate. This should reveal a lot to us about God's character and who God chooses to identify with. This origin story for Jesus reveals a God that shows up in unexpected people and unexpected places, a God that is born an outcast, a God who struggled to survive, a God whose presence among us was in jeopardy because of Mary's risk of being stoned. And after Christ's birth, without the support of Joseph and a safe place for Mary to live, Jesus could have died again. In chapter 2 of Matthew, God's presence in Jesus is threatened once more when King Herod threatens to kill him and all the newborn male babies. Again, the only reason Jesus survives is because the wise men disobey a royal command to disclose the location of Jesus, and Joseph runs away with Mary and Jesus to hide in Egypt. There are people all over who threaten God's work when it has hardly begun. Without the courage of people who are willing to risk it all to protect the new movement of God, this plan wouldn't have worked, and many people would have never encountered God's love and justice through Jesus. So where is God moving among us now? Do we have the courage, like Mary and Joseph, to risk it all for a movement of God that others might scoff at or ostracize us for? How courageous are we willing to be in our demonstrations of God's love and justice in the world? Perhaps, like Mary, God is asking us to birth God's love in the world in new ways. Perhaps, like Joseph, God is calling us to listen to the testimonies of the Marys the world disbelieves. The testimonies of those who say God is moving in their lives in spite of the derision and disbelief they face from our institutions and churches. Where is God calling us to be courageous? Our conference still holds the power to remove the credentials of pastors who perform weddings for non-heterosexual couples. If a pastor in our conference chooses to perform a wedding anyway, will we support them and their prophetic witness? If one of our LGBTQ+ siblings feels a call to ministry but is barred from their credentialing because of sexual or gender identity? Will we give witness to their call and the work of God in their lives and call out the injustice that prevents them from fully living into their gifts for ministry in the Mennonite church? This is one example of a place in our context where love and courage are needed. Just one. There are many others. How courageous are we willing to be? Mary and Joseph had the courage to work around the rules that would have prevented God being birthed among us in a new way. Do we? As much as Christmas is about love and salvation, it is about courage and vulnerability. God in Jesus models ultimate courage and vulnerability by coming to us as a dependent baby. Mary and Joseph model courage and vulnerability by putting their reputations at stake in order to help bring God more fully into this world. Christmas for Mary and Joseph was anything but cozy and comforting. The first Christmas was truly risky business. So this Christmas, perhaps the most important question we can ask ourselves is, what risks are we willing to take in participating in the birthing of God and God's kingdom more fully into this world? Being courageous isn't easy. Taking risks can feel life-threatening or at least very, very uncomfortable. But in this world where there is so much injustice, where human rights are trampled every day, where so often the impulse for self-preservation and the dehumanization of others wins the day, we need courage more than ever. Courage can't wait. Love can't wait. Standing up for what's right can't wait. God's radical love, justice, and shalom being birthed as a new revolution among us can't wait. Mary knew this. That's why she said yes to God's crazy plan to come into the world as a baby. It was that courage and love that welled up within her when she prophesied about God's justice and transformation of the world during her visit to her relative Elizabeth. Joseph also knew that courage and love couldn't wait. That is what enabled him to embrace Mary and the unknown of her mysterious pregnancy. It's what inspired him to be a loving and committed parent to Jesus and to protect the family that he chose by fleeing safely to Egypt. It was a matter of life and death, and Joseph knew that love and courage couldn't wait. I'm sure taking those risks wasn't easy. Perhaps that's why God's first message to both Joseph and Mary, before even beginning to explain the outrageous plan that was realized in Jesus, was this: do not be afraid. To Mary, do not be afraid, for God is pleased with you. To Joseph, do not be afraid to defy the rules and tradition of your people in order to wed Mary. And God is saying the same thing to us. Do not be afraid to take this risk. God is pleased with you. Do not be afraid to defy the expectations of others or do a new thing. Do not be afraid to break the rules in the name of love and compassion. Do not be afraid to join me in doing something new. The world is hurting. It needs people like you and me who are willing to stand up and take risks for love. This Christmas, courage can't wait. May we be brave enough to step up to the plate and put it all on the line so that God may be more fully known through our courageous witness. May we embody love and courage, and may we not be afraid. Amen.